This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw 7 American troops hurt. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Military Central Command alleged Saturday that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on Thursday in the country's Anbar Desert. The raid killed 15 people. Iraq had earlier announced the raids without saying the U.S. took part. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, U.S. forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United Nations is about to launch an ambitious campaign to vaccinate 640,000 children in Gaza against polio, a disease doctors fear has spread in the territory due to massive humanitarian catastrophe unleashed by Israel's military offensive there. AP correspondent Julia Frankel comments on the effort.
Now, the UN says that all parties have agreed to pause combat for the duration of the vaccination campaign, but challenges remain to how it will be implemented. Gaza's road network is 65% destroyed, according to the UN. Hospitals are badly damaged, and children are located in isolated parts of the strip that are really hard to reach.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. At a news conference, the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said vaccines are on the way to countries affected by Mpox.
The safety and efficacy of vaccines are our highest priority. We will not take shortcuts.
The WHO says Mpox outbreaks in Africa could end in 6 months. This is VOA News. Ukraine's defense minister visited the Pentagon Friday to give the United States Defense Secretary an update on Ukraine's incursion across the Russian border. The two also focused on Ukraine's military needs ahead of another meeting set for next week. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Officials have raised concerns that deep strikes into Russia might provoke Moscow into using its nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For some reason, the West believes that Russia will never use them. We have a nuclear doctrine. Look what it says. If someone's actions threaten our sovereignty and territorial integrity, we consider it possible for us to use all means at our disposal.
If they've occupied part of Russia and Russia hasn't nuked them yet, Russia's not going to nuke them. This fear of escalation is paralyzing us and it has to stop.
Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger has called for additional support for Ukraine. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Ukrainian air defenses shot down 24 out of 52 drones launched by Russia during overnight attacks on 8 regions across Ukraine, the Air Force said on Saturday. According to Russia's defense ministry, Russian forces have gained control of a settlement in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region also on Saturday. The Philippines and China exchanged accusations of intentionally ramming Coast Guard vessels in disputed waters of the South China Sea on Saturday, the latest in an escalating series of clashes in the vital waterway. Footage released by the Philippine Coast Guard showed multiple collisions between the two ships in the South China Sea, with each country claiming the other intentionally rammed their vessel. Brazil has started blocking Elon Musk's social media platform X, making it largely inaccessible on both the web and through its mobile app after the company refused to comply with a judge's order. AP Brazil News Director David Biller reports.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized de Moraes as an authoritarian censor. Brazil is an important market for X with tens of millions of regular users and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink. And now Starlink is also in de Moraes' crosshairs. It said that this week the judge froze its accounts, apparently in an attempt to get it to pay for X's fines.
That was AP Brazil News Director David Biller. For expanded coverage, go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.